The Wheat Checkoff in South Dakota is a strong supporter of new variety development. This fall, this research is coming to fruition with the release of a new winter wheat line called Owyhee. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director Reed Christofferson says Owyhee is quickly recognized as being South Dakota bred.
It's a variety that's done very, very well in the North Regional Performance Nurseries, coming in number one in the last 3 years. Good yield, strong disease resistance package. We look forward to that going out now to our registered increase producers, and for it to actually be then available next fall to the producers of the state.
According to tracking research, Owyhee is an inch taller than the South Dakota variety Overland, but is similar in heading. Owyhee might be a good replacement for Overland with better yield and straw strength. Owyhee has a good disease package with moderate resistance to leaf and stem rust, wheat streak mosaic virus, and fusarium head blight. And use quality is also good. Christofferson says SDSU winter wheat breeder Dr. Sanish Zagal is the end architect of Owyhee.
He's taken not only the existing genetics within our seed library, but has brought in other genetics as well, and we're starting to see those now come together, and anticipate some real strong winter wheat releases in future years.
As indicated, the seed supply of Owyhee is being increased this fall by registered growers and will be available to South Dakota farmers next fall. The South Dakota Wheat Checkoff is a key supporter of new variety development for both winter and spring genetics. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.